You really never had any.
Shut it.
Nope.
Supposed to build me up when you come into my house. Make me feel like a better human being.
That's impossible.
Like your sweater.
Press record.
It is recording.
Oh.
Don't tell me what to do.
I will tell you what to do.
You will not.
Don't you tell me what not to tell you to do.
You think I'm kidding around, yeah. But I'm not.
Okay, show me.
I'll show you a proper hiding.
Andy has just taken off his belt.
Yeah.
Gonna give you a whipping, boy.
Whip it.
Whip it good.
Vignette? Question mark?
Vignette.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Evil podcast.
Evil podcast.
Podcast.
It's a podcast.
Podcast.
It's a podcast.
Podcast.
Evil podcast.
Evil podcast.
You might ask yourself, am I feeling evil?
Are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Or afternoon. Well, and welcome to the Evil Podcast. This is Reverend Andy. Just remembering he doesn't have a cool intro this week. But anyway, I'm Reverend Andy. This is the Evil Podcast, Edmonton 17 Best Podcast. And it's episode something something. I'm here as always with my co-host, Craig Cardboard.
Nipples are hard.
Mm-hmm. And who are you here with?
Tyler McPherson.
Tyler Hard Nipples McPherson. I just want to fit into.
Hard McNippleson.
Just give him a little tweak.
All right.
Give him a flick, a twist of your wrist.
Okay. What shall we talk about? Something funny.
Something funny?
Or should we do a liquor box?
Florida man.
Let's do a liquor box first.
Sure.
Lazy program.
The solution to all our problems is alcohol. Sponsored by Evil Podcast.
Sponsored by alcohol.
Isn't that a Homer Simpson quote? Beer. The cause and solution to all my problems.
All of life's problems.
All of life problems.
I want to just give you and Tyler credit for doing such an awesome job in the liquor box every week.
Thank you.
I'm a lazy bastard, and somehow I just never...
Well, you're doing an awesome job having a house.
Okay. All right. So. One day we'll visit yours.
Yeah, maybe. One day. Maybe. Ow. Same year the Cubs win the World Series.
You have like 2 months left, Andy. We have a shaken bottle. It's green. The liquid he's pouring is frothy.
It is. Poured in delectable.
It looks very milky.
Swedish shot glasses.
Yep.
It looked like it was like squeezed from the teat of a goat.
It kind of does.
It smells like it was squeezed from the teat of a goat.
It does. It's that musty smell.
It smells like
cheese.
Body spray.
Body spray.
Mm-hmm. Kind of smells like undistilled moonshine, actually.
What is this?
It tastes so weird.
I know you usually like this.
Is it milk-based?
No, it's not milk-based.
Okay.
What does it taste like? I find very citrusy flavor.
It tastes like yogurt.
Bleh.
Wait.
Okay.
It's dragon fruit. No, it's the it's the worst fruit in the world, the stinky fruit.
It's not a fruit. There's no fruit in
rice.
This, as far as I know. Yes, it is rice.
Because I saw the bottle was Japanese.
It's actually it's an unfiltered sake.
Really? Okay, yeah. I like it better now.
That's so funny. I love the palate of Craig every time we have something like, if it's like whiskey, I get toffee and grapes.
And then you tell him it's whiskey and it's like ugh, it's whiskey.
It's whiskey.
But it is funny how like when you don't know what something is, it tastes different than when someone tells you. And you have more
insight. I have a good story about sake. I don't know if I told the story.
No, I don't think you have. Anyway,
it tastes like cardboard.
An enormous wrestling match broke out in the middle of a Chinese city between 17 Canadian hockey players after drinking too much of this stuff.
Oh, but you were just watching it.
No, I was participating.
He was there.
Okay. More?
No, I'm good.
Good for now. Good for now.
I didn't really enjoy it.
What an adventurous choice. I mean, you went for a full bottle.
Actually, Alex have bought this before the same sort, and I really liked it, so I figured that will be a good liquor bottle.
I've never had any kind of sake like this.
Yeah. No, me neither before she bought it. And that bottle was just $11.
Yeah, some sakes are pretty reasonably priced.
Yes.
And what's the percentage on the sake?
It's only like
10.
Yeah, so it's not very strong at all.
Then you can get drunk and start shouting, sake! Like Tom Cruise did when he was that samurai.
And he ran with the same Mission Impossible sprint.
The last samurai.
The full arm sprint.
Have you heard that Paul Mooney joke? Do you know who Paul Mooney is?
No.
No.
He was on the Chappelle show. He's this black comedian, very racy, I guess. And he was complaining. He said, like, what the fuck? The last Mohican with a white dude, the last samurai with Tom Cruise. I'm going to produce the next movie. It's going to be called
Whitewash.
Last Nigger on Earth, and it will star Tom Hanks.
Ooh, yeah, I would. I don't think Tom Hanks would take that. Because all of Tom Hanks' things seem to be like captains of ships and planes and stuff.
Exactly. I watched the
I just want to point out I can say that because I was paraphrasing what he was saying.
Okay.
Not paraphrasing, actually citing. Yeah.
You were reading directly from a black man that said that.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I think it's still technically racist.
Okay.
Sure. I saw Tom Cruise Bridge of Spies.
I wanted to see that one, but I never got around to it.
You mean Tom Hanks?
Yes.
What did he say?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Selleck.
Yeah. And I really like that work that Tom Selleck does with the Church of Scientology. Yeah.
Can Steven Spielberg please find a new actor to go to? Like, enough.
Yeah, well, if you want a good movie, you go to Tom Hanks.
Yeah, he's reliable.
Yeah.
Okay, I know for a fact that he's directing Ready Player One, and I don't think Tom Hanks is in it. Because he would be a tad too old.
Yeah, a little bit.
Since it's about a teenager.
I was going to say, I was watching Colbert's last night, and Viggo Mortensen was on it, the guy who played Aragorn.
Yeah.
He still has like a Nokia flip phone from like 1997, and that's his actual cell phone.
Ooh. So did my dad.
So I don't think he would be Ready Player One either.
No, he's
almost, neither would your dad.
He's almost as zany as that Bill Murray. Almost.
My dad got a new old flip phone.
Oh, really?
Did he order it online?
No, the phone company phoned him up and said, we've got a new... old flip. We've got a new flip phone for you.
Because we know you love.
Because we know you love flip phones.
He rarely turns it on.
Yeah,
and you know what? It's he also never goes to West Edmonton Mall.
Yeah.
He will never go to West Edmonton Mall.
Why not?
It's like my mom with her phone. Like, first of all, she does. I think I told you this before. She doesn't understand time difference. So I get like texts at 3 a.m. How are you? I miss you. Hugs, mom. I'm like, well, I was sleeping. And then she also discovered that she has like a camera on her very old phone.
Do you have a Snapchat with your mom?
No, she doesn't have the internet.
So. Oh, well, that's a problem.
Or she doesn't have a data package. So I'm like, check my Facebook. She's like, I can't. And I can't show her any pictures. But she sends like pictures that are like half in the dark. And she took a picture of a poster or something. I'm like, this doesn't translate, mom. Yep.
Swedes.
Yeah. Anyway, as does Craig's dad. I hate all his texting me.
Yeah.
That wasn't funny. Never mind.
Can we go to a dramatic reading?
Dramatic reading?
Dramatic
reading. A liturgical reading?
Sure.
It's early morning. The sun comes out. Last night was shaking and pretty loud. My cat is purring. It scratches my skin. So what is wrong with another sin? The bitch is hungry. She needs to tell. So give her inches and feed her well. More days to come, new places to go. I've got to leave. It's time for a show.
Okay.
Here I am, rock you like a hurricane.
Okay. Is this what you wrote before you came today?
No, it's rock you like a hurricane.
We're talking.
Oh, really?
It's the lyrics for rock you like a hurricane.
Said it was super dirty.
the second chorus.
Mm-hmm.
My body is burning. It starts to shout. Yeah. Desire is coming. It breaks out loud.
Yeah.
Lust is in cages till the storm breaks loose. Just have to make it with someone I choose.
Mm-hmm.
The night is calling. I have to go.
Yeah.
The wolf is hungry. He runs the show.
Hungry.
He's
like
licking
wolf?
His lips. He's ready to win. On the hunt tonight for love at first sting.
Oh my God. You told me this was going to be super dirty. I didn't think it was. How was it dirty?
Andy, the bitch is hungry.
Yeah.
She needs to tell. So give her inches and feed her well.
That wasn't that dirty.
It's subtle.
Mm. I don't know.
You have to read into it. It's poetry.
The story wasn't as good as the build-up
no?
you had.
No. Oh, I tried.
Yeah. Do you have an analysis of it?
Well...
or you just wanted to read
it? I think
it.
The whole song is about getting some.
Mm. Yeah. Well, most are.
Yeah.
One of my favorite lines is the Stones line, "She blew my mind and then she blew my nose." Like, you are talking about your cock, aren't you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did I ever tell you? I might have.
I don't know.
The sex ed class that I had, like back in grade 6 or something.
I don't know.
We had to watch a video where a bunch of noses turned into penises and then like stuck to people's. No. Like it had like a guy's face and the nose flew off and turned into a penis and stuck to a guy's waist.
Okay.
And then it was like, just like noses, all penises come in different shapes and sizes.
Yeah, it's true, I guess. It's just a weird.
And then they changed into keys. And the female have a lock.
Aw.
I don't have a hangover. Does that mean I didn't get drunk last night?
Well,
says Camel Lover on Textbird.
Textbird again.
Funny question. Oh, wasn't it? I feel good the next day. Did I not get drunk?
The thing is, Craig likes to read them out, but he doesn't like to wait for her answers.
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't think she got... Well...
She could have.
She could have got drunk.
Like, depends how old you are. Like, if you're like 18, like,
and what kind of alcohol it is?
Yeah, not a whole lot of. Yeah, did you eat a lot or did you drink water before you went to bed?
I ate a lot of pizza and drank a lot of beer.
Yeah. That's not a fun answer, but it's an answer.
But I've had like one of these nights where we just drank a whole bunch of stuff, and then I just woke up feeling fantastic.
Yeah, but probably because you ate some pizza too, which has a lot of fat and stuff.
Oh yeah,
like if you wouldn't eat anything, and if like
that's a myth.
Oh, is it? I don't maybe.
I don't think he knows.
That's usually my line.
I know. That's why I said it.
Yeah. Well, anyways, but if you have like 3 gallons of water before bed, you're probably more okay than if you don't drink anything and just fall asleep, right? That can't be a myth.
Sure.
I guess it could be.
It's a horrible app. There's no good questions on it.
No, I think we beat the segment into the ground. No, we've done it a few times.
Hey, has anybody else never been in love?
No, I have.
I have.
I'm in love with you right now.
Both of you have sparkly eyes.
It's un.
Are they sparkling?
Answer, no.
I wish people would tell me which days my eyes were sparkling, then I'd go make more of my day. Because they're not always sparkling.
Well, I was going to warn you, because you're going out later tonight, right, Craig?
Yep.
He's doing improv.
Yeah, he is. There's a new fad that's going around right now.
Okay.
It's called the Mannequin Challenge.
Mannequin Challenge. Tell me more.
It started somewhere at a high school or something in Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And basically kids will pose like mannequins and just stand there.
Okay.
And then?
I don't know. That's it. That's the whole challenge is just to be a mannequin.
But it's kind of like planking. It's like just stand there, do nothing.
But when Craig goes out on the town and he sees people just awkwardly standing there, not moving.
Yeah.
They're not dead, Craig. They're mannequins.
Because Craig is going out with 15-year-olds.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I did find a funny teenage question here on Textbird here.
Did you?
Yeah.
Here it is. Oh, here we go.
So,
I'm ready
I will not answer.
Advice.
I won't answer it, okay? Because the question is so ridiculous. What do you get a 7th grade boyfriend for an anniversary?
Like a what, 2-week anniversary? Or what?
Let him touch a boob.
Yeah, exactly. But outside the sweater.
Yeah.
Outside, don't take the bra off, at least,
because
that would be too much. He'll
too challenging for him.
Ruin his jeans.
He would.
Yeah.
He really would.
Probably would.
Yeah.
It's either that or a nice bottle of whiskey.
A new tether ball.
I don't know what that is.
Or a skateboard.
A skateboard. Or a bottle of whiskey. Anyway.
A banjo.
Yeah, banjo. Speaking of banjos.
Yo.
Yeah. The nominations for the 2017 induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are out.
Okay.
Is out, yeah.
Who's going to be left
out? Was it the actual induction? These are who they vote on, right?
Yeah.
It's like the short list.
Yeah.
They're voting on who gets on the short list.
This is the short list, and then who gets voted from this list gets in.
Okay, who's on the list, dude?
It's Bad Brains, Chaka Khan, Chic, Depeche Mode, Electric Light Orchestra, Jay Jealous, Ben James Addiction, Janet Jackson, Joan Baez, Joe Tex, Journey, Kraftwerk, MC5, Pearl Jam, Steppenwolf, The Cars, The Zombies, Tupac Shakur, and Yes.
Ooh. I know some of those.
Cars. I'm going to say The Cars.
Yeah.
Are the Stooges
in? MC5 for sure. I think the Stooges
are. Start the first. Yeah. Do the first. Let's do this.
Go on. Mention
the first five, and then we'll say, we're going to say who's definitely not going to get in.
Okay. Bad Brains, Chaka Khan, Chic, Depeche Mode, and Electric Light Orchestra.
Chic.
And Chaka Khan.
I don't know.
Chaka Khan.
I think the other three are pretty solid.
Chaka Khan means more to the rock and roll history than Bad Brains, though, doesn't it?
Who is Bad Brains?
Bad Brains are three black guys who are punk rockers in the 70s.
That's different.
Yeah, basically.
Well, Depeche Mode is probably getting in.
Maybe.
I would assume.
They should wait another 10 years.
Yeah. And ELO has had a lot of albums.
Jeff Lynne.
Jay Jealous Band? I don't even know.
Jake Ellis Band? He's got like one hit.
Jay Jealous, not Ellis.
I don't know who that is.
Jay Jealous.
James Addiction. They were like, no.
They were big for a while.
Yeah. Janet Jackson and Joan Baez. I can't believe Joan Baez isn't in there.
I'm surprised Janet Jackson isn't.
Yeah, well, Joan Baez is basically just known for being Bob Dylan's friend, I guess. Okay.
But I think it's funny that, like, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame isn't really like rock and roll music. It's more like a music hall
also
of fame.
It's also kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
Like you basically have to pay for your own induction like $10,000 or something.
Something like that.
Which brings me to.
Wasn't somebody fighting because they couldn't bring their family or something to it at some point in the last couple of years?
But in my opinion, the only people who. Deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are the people who turned it down.
Yeah.
Which so happens like the Sex Pistols turned it down. Yeah. Sex Pistols.
But didn't he get in on his own?
Who? John Lydon?
Yeah.
No.
I thought he... No.
No. They wanted to induct them in like the 90s. And or late 90s even. And he sent them a fax, actually. So you can
Here we go.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
This whole thing?
Yeah.
Is this facts?
Yeah.
Next to the Sex Pistols, rock and roll, and that Hall of Fame is a piss stain. Your museum, urine, in wine. We're not coming. We're not your monkeys, and so what? Question mark. Fame at 25,000 if we paid for a table, or 15,000 to squeak up in the gallery. Goes to a non-profit organization selling us a load of old famous congratulations. If you voted for us, hope you noted your reasons. You're anonymous as judges, but you're still music industry people. We're not coming. You're not paying attention. Outside the shit stem is real Sex Pistol.
Yeah.
Who did that?
Johnny Rotten.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's pretty Johnny Rotten kind of thing to do.
It is. I think the main thing people are drifting to, like you have to like pay for it to a non-profit or like it's like $25,000.
As a band, you have to pay $25,000.
Yeah, $10,000 if you want to sit in the back or something like that. I don't know.
You have to pay to sit for your induction?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That's, you know, they have that at the university here. You have to pay to graduate. It's like, that's what I've been doing the last four years.
And the same thing is like also like it's just like a limited amount of people that get to vote. So it's not like the people or anything. So it's just music industry people.
And there is a bunch of bullshit that goes along with like bands that have had roster changes. Because I know that Pearl Jam is up for it this year.
Right.
But there was a big thing because their first, like, I think first three big albums, like 10 and stuff.
The
drummer from that album isn't inducted with them. It's the drummer who's been with them for the last 15 years, but not for their biggest albums.
Right.
So they won't induct the drummer now?
The original drummer. And I think
They will?
They won't. And I think there was the same thing when Nirvana got inducted because Dave Grohl did a speech about how the original drummer should be there with them because he's the one who was there for the first album.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So also the same thing with Guns N' Roses because
Axl, of course, had left Guns N' Roses, but they wanted him there too. And he's like, kind of damned if I do and damned if I don't. If I go there and play with them, like the people in there now is not going to be able to.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't play them, I'm going to look like a sour son of a bitch who don't want to play with them. So I think actually Axl Rose turned it down.
But at least he was... He would have been inducted as well.
What a privilege,
right?
Hey?
Yeah, for sure.
What a privilege. You think about when you're trying to, like, you're sitting in the small room with your friends trying to write your first song. You're like, yeah, you know what? They induct me in the Hall of Fame.
Fuck them.
That's not the price my eyes would be on, but yeah,
it wouldn't be. But you know, can you imagine you had the option to reject that?
Yeah, exactly.
That thing, like,
yeah.
Nobel Prize me. Yeah, too fancy.
Nobel Prize, I would say yes to, because you actually
give you
$900,000.
$900,000?
Something
like that. Yeah, it was $1 million prize.
It's close to $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
All because he
except
got
you get
rich making
Sweden, so
tea.
It's taxed for 57%.
The thing is, though, you have to hold a lecture to get your prize money.
Uh-huh.
But they said, like, maybe he can do a concert instead. So we'll give
for Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
He's going to play Civil War.
I think he should sit down and read some of his work.
It's a Guns N' Roses song.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he doesn't have any old war songs.
I don't need your Civil War.
Is that some Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
It was the it was the beast.
I need your Civil War.
War. What is it good for?
Sweet child of mine.
Absolutely nothing.
Take me down to the paradise city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
You could be mine, but you're way out of line. Yeah. That's the first single I forced my brother to buy.
That's the first CD I ever listened to on a stereo, except for Tears for Fears.
New Tears for Fears is good.
Shout It On Out. You Could Be Mine?
Yeah. Shout It On Out, is that what it's called?
Shout.
Oh, Shout.
No, this is a true story. It's the first vinyl single I forced my brother to buy, because I only had money for one, and I bought some else, and I'm like, you should buy that one. It's from Terminator. It's like, okay.
What did you buy?
I can't remember. It was probably a Jerry Williams single.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Williams.
No, Jerry Williams. I had, like, from when I was...
Is that the Shriner guy?
When I was... No.
Oh, that's Jerry Lewis.
It's an old Swedish Elvis knockoff, which when I was 9, I really liked for some reason.
Huh. A Swedish Elvis knockoff. Can we listen to him?
Yeah, sure.
Interesting.
Ding-ding-ding, ding-ding-ding. That guy?
No.
That guy's awesome.
Yeah. What was that guy's name again? The Elvis impersonator?
Elvis Eilert Pihlram.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Eilert. That guy's my favorite.
I wish we could just play him a little bit. I know our listeners are listening. They have to go really far back to have, like...
Eilert.
Mm-hmm.
I think
a
Craig...
A Eilert, please.
I really hope that
I
when
need to
Craig
laugh
adds...
A little bit today.
Hold on. I thought you wanted to listen to Jerry Williams.
I was thinking of the other dude.
Yeah, sure.
When Craig finally gets to add lyrics to his music, it's going to sound like Eilert.
This is Jerry Williams.
Nice.
I don't know if he's ever going to sing. This is not Jerry Williams. It's this right here. Jerry Williams.
That's Jenny Williams.
No, it's just Jerry Williams.
Yeah, but that's Jenny Williams. She's a different girl.
Well, you can be a girl and be named Jerry. I don't know why it's on.
Jerry is unisex.
I was like, this is pretty catchy, though. Can we just go back to Ebert or Evert or whatever the hell his name
Eilert.
Is? Eilert.
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 Craig loves Eilert P, but I'm for some reason. I don't know why.
Do you think Eilert singing like Bob Dylan doing an Elvis song would be the best thing?
Yeah, probably. Okay, let's listen for a minute. Okay. Let's rock. Everybody holds their block. Won't dance to the alehouse rock. Spine him up on the sex fall. Not only is his voice great, he also has great timing.
He ran out of room for the lyrics.
Okay, that's it. Yeah. A lot of money.
The Tom Vu method.
Okay, we.
Wait.
Okay, yeah,
wait,
we know. Right
away. Oh my God.
Anybody else want to play a random
here's a
clip?
Here's a throwback to last week's episode. Yeah. I do have some serious news, though.
Yeah, okay, serious.
Some serious
okay.
news.
Yeah, that's weird.
So there's been some hunters up in the Inuvik at Nunavut that have noticed that there's no more whales and some of the animals are disappearing.
Nunavik, that's right next to Narnia, right?
Nunavut, yeah.
Disappearing basically. Under the water?
Yeah, like they're not in that area anymore. And I guess the Canadian government has reported that there's like a pinging noise or some weird noise. Mm. In the ocean that's driving these animals away.
The Russians.
And they still haven't said what it is or
it's a stupid submarine sonar.
The couple of articles that I read really they don't even show you what like they don't play the sound or anything. But the articles that I was reading had a picture of Godzilla as their like title banner. So it's possible that the noise deep down in the northern Arctic Ocean oh, is Godzilla coming
to
Canada?
They're okay. planting some early shit with this Godzilla movie coming up. There's going to be a new Godzilla movie. They're going to slip it into science
Somebody
stories.
Somebody dropped a sonar in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, they're going to slip it into the science stories. It's just going to go fly right under the radar for
I hope
us
so.
Until the trailer.
Just like they're trying to sell the new It movie with all the creepy clowns.
Really?
No, that's just a theory.
That's a joke.
That's a good theory, though.
It is
that's
a good theory.
The joke.
Yeah, but it could be. You don't know.
Do
we know? We're just saying. We're not saying it true, but it could be. We don't have any evidence saying it's not.
Hello, this is Principal Johnson here. I just want to announce to the children before Halloween activities tomorrow, no clowns are allowed in the school, so please refrain from wearing your clown costume. They did that. Why did they do that?
Did they?
Yes.
Why are you hanging around schools?
Yeah. And that goes doubly for you, Juggalos.
Yeah.
You can wear it every other day of the week, but not Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. Really?
Halloween is over. What did you dress as, Andrews?
I wore this t-shirt.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's...
Tyler?
I went as an employee of a giant American company.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm.
Did you deliver a package?
No. Although, no, I didn't.
I did sweet shit for Halloween.
I do, however, have an interesting Halloween story.
Oh, yeah? Go ahead.
So my sister stepped out to go trick-or-treating with her friend and her friend's kids.
Your 26-year-old sister?
Well, she was walking with the mom while the kids did the trick-or-treating.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And I was telling Andy, because Andy was mentioning that he should have brought, like, shots out for some of the bored adults. And there was actually a house in Highlands there that was actually giving away shots to the parents. So the parents who walked up with the kids would get a shot and the kids would get something.
Yeah, that's a good initiative.
Nice. So my sister, before she left, she put a sign on our front door saying, stepped out for trick-or-treating, please take two, and left a bag of suckers on the step for the kids. And when I got home, a bunch of kids were shouting, oh, yeah, you can take two. Go up there and grab two, blah, blah, blah. And they were super respectful. And
really?
My sister had them in, like, a little tin pumpkin bowl thing. So I came home, and I went upstairs, changed and stuff, and made dinner. I wasn't bothering to do the trick-or-treating thing. I said, this system's working. Everybody's being real cool about it.
The system's working.
Everything's perfect with the situation.
Yep.
Then my sister comes home and she's like, somebody stole my bowl.
The actual bowl?
So I think that at some point they must have ran out of candy. So somebody walked up and saw take two and decided to take the bowl.
Well, you know what? If I'm walking up there and I'm saying like, there's only one bowl.
Yeah.
Where's the second bowl for me to take?
I don't know.
But there's some psychology behind that. The fact that she said take two is the reason why everybody followed the rule. If she just would have said...
Help yourself.
Like take
help
one
yourself to
or,
one.
Yeah.
Then people would be taking like three or four.
Yeah.
So smart.
Yeah. Could it worked be. Out pretty well. I thought it was a great idea because I wasn't going to be home for like an hour and a half after the time that she left. So
I just turned out the lights and pulled down the blinds.
Yeah, I heard of
that's
people
rude.
Doing that.
I forgot about Halloween until like minutes before.
You couldn't dig in your cupboard and start giving out like protein shakes to kids?
I
actually got a box of chocolates.
Ooh.
Like October 2nd.
Look at you, domestic Andy.
No, because I ran
you
out
ate
of,
it all.
I ate it all before, but I ran to Walmart and got some. My biggest pet peeve was like the early teenagers who come. Yeah. Like they're a little bit too old to be trick-or-treating.
However,
I don't No, but they come and they ring the doorbell and I'm like, open, hey. And they're like, hi.
They don't do the trick-or-treat.
Yeah, and then nothing. I'm like, candy? Like, come on, work for it. Say trick-or-treat.
Well, a little bit.
Say trick-or-treat.
On the other hand, they're not like freebasing like crack cocaine and injecting themselves with fentanyl.
As long as they don't do it in
the worst is when they come early and then come back to your house later in the afternoon, like later in the evening, because that happened to me once where kids would go like once or twice around the block trying to see if they could go to houses multiple times.
If they're smart, they just steal the bags of candy from children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. Or the bowl. How many kids did you have?
25 maybe. I don't know.
Your lights were out.
I know, but only one group of children stopped. Yeah. Hmm. Trick or treat!
You only had one group?
Andy is so domesticated now.
Well, not really.
Handing out chocolate on Halloween.
Still pissed behind the
Tyler, do you think if we would have went there dressed up, we would have been able to come in?
We should have. No.
I would have made you sing a song, though.
Yep. He would have gotten tricked.
That was a dig. That was a dig.
I know.
So,
I'm not sad.
Do you know what else has happened a week ago?
No.
The American election is over.
Hey. Oh, congratulations, Hillahump. Trillery.
Trillery?
Or hump.
Congratulations.
Now is the Rainbow time.
Will be inserted later.
Yeah, now is the time for us to make our bets on who wins. Who's going to win, Andy?
Donald Hump.
Hillary is going to win by 11%.
Craig?
Hillary
by... No, sorry, 9.5%.
9.5.
Yeah.
6. Hillary by 6.
I'm going to say,
say Jesse Ventura.
I was going to say Hillary would win, but Trump by 15.
Trump is not going to by 15% of the, are we talking popular vote here?
No, we're talking about like him getting elected by 15%.
Right. They're saying,
Tom Vu for president.
They're saying like in some states, they're like independents running like the, in Utah.
Utah, the independents winning by like 20% like right Mormon, now or something.
Because it's a Mormon running or something. Like
that. He's a Mormon something or other that they hate the two candidates that are there. So they're going to elect the independent in that state. But no, my 15% on Trump is going to be because I guess there are people polling early, like who were there voting yesterday, basically.
Right.
And there was like...
advanced polls.
What did they say? The advanced poll is in one of the richest communities in Virginia. And there's a white guy holding a gun with Donald Trump gear on, asking people if they're voting for Hillary right outside the door.
Okay, but...
with a gun.
Yeah, and the police officers there didn't have any problem with him doing what he was doing.
But you can just say, no, and then you can go in and vote for whoever you want. Like,
I know, but many people feel intimidated by that shit and turn around and go away.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. The police officers didn't have a problem with
that? They didn't.
Okay, that's
welcome strange. To America.
And there was also a Trump campaign where he was going, like, somebody was going around telling Hillary supporters that they can vote by texting in.
I saw that. Or vote online.
Yeah, vote online. Go to this website.
Yeah,
exactly. And make a difference today.
Yeah.
Vote on MySpace.
Something. Ooh, I need to, speaking of MySpace, I need to take a pee.
Yeah. Okay.
Shall we call it?
Yeah, we were going to do, like, we're half done, but I guess we'll cut early since Craig has to
pee. I did need a moment. I'm joking. I needed a moment of inspiration from I feel like before
from
I pee.
Johnny Chang?
I need to hear a little bit from Brian Wilson. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Before he pees?
Before I pee. Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson does make a bunch of people urinate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this has been Radio Evil on Pirate Satellite.
Good night.
Oh, you want me to play Brian Wilson?
Surfing USA. Then
everybody be surfing like California. You see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too. A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo. Surfing USA. Outside, Ventura County line, inside, Santa Cruz and Trinidad, inside, Australia.
Serving USA.